And today is a special one because we're doing it all outside. And we're walking through the woods right now. And I have an icicle in my hand that we got. It's very cool and smooth, actually. It has lots of little bumps and stuff. And yeah. And so we're going to see what we can find today in the woods. If there's anything like special or anything. Oh, let's see. Here, what about if we go to the second pond? Let's see something.
What's inside? Dad. Hey, Echo, what's inside your icicle?
It's a little bit of grass. There was probably the water that was in it. It was probably had grass in it at that time. So it probably froze right where it was in it. It's really cool.
Do you want to tell our listeners who else we have with us in case they can hear him in the background?
We also have Dash, and our dog, puppy. So he's going to be making some sounds. And
he's going to get on the ice now. Dash, come here. Come on.
And so why I wanted to come to this pond was, it'd be kind of cool if we found like a really good rock. And then we threw it in and see what sound it would make. Let's see if we find something, like a rock or something.
Maybe over by the fire pit would be a good place to find a rock.
Dash, no.
So, Echo, do you know what temperature water becomes ice at? What temperature?
Was it like 32 degrees and below or something?
Exactly, 32 Fahrenheit and 0 Celsius.
Where is a good rock?
Mostly, this looks like coals, but hey, look, there's some, how about one of those little, like one of these guys?
Oh, yes. Okay, now, I'm going to get a good place close to the pond, and I'm going to use the finest and good best hand to throw in a car that can into the pond and see if the ice breaks. Let's see, hold on.
Let's see if we can make Dash be quiet, too. That's going to, for the recording, it's a tough.
It barely did it at all. That must be pretty hard ice.
Yeah, it just kind of skipped across the top of the ice, huh?
Yep. Probably when the ice melts, the rock is probably going to go under the water.
Boy, Dash does not seem very smart about this frozen pond at all.
Yeah.
I think if I wasn't holding his leash, he would go straight on it.
And then that would be that. It was good we brought his leash.
Oh, he's eating ice. That might be a good sound.
Dash, you want to eat some ice? Here, Dash, eat that. Okay, he doesn't want it. It must be too cold for his mouth.
No, he's got it in his mouth. It's
an
icicle.
Yeah? Kind of sounds like pop rocks.
You're right. Remember, this whole show is kind of inspired by a walk we took on Thursday with your friend Louie, right?
Yeah.
Because you guys found some ice and you were making good sounds jumping on it. You want to see if we can find that place again?
I want to see if I can find like some good ice places and then I can jump in it. Oh, this is where we also jumped in this little space right next to the picnic area. Let's see if I can make some other good sounds. I should have worn like high heels or something so I could jump. Let's see. A lot of it is almost all the way broken from them. Some has frozen back, like this. Dash is now in it. Dash, don't break your thing. Whoa! Okay. Dash, his leash was tied across my ankle. Dash!
Do you know when water freezes and becomes a solid, does it contract or expand? Do you know?
There's a problem.
What's
a
problem?
Oh. My glove is stuck to the icicle.
Uh-oh. Don't put your skin on it.
I'm scared now.
Echo.
Uh-huh.
When, it's okay. Do you need help getting it off?
No, I got it. Except, Mom.
Do you want me to help you get it off?
No, it's fine. I'll just keep it like this. This way I won't drop it.
So, Echo, when water freezes and turns into a solid,
yeah,
it becomes ice, right?
Yep.
Does it contract or expand in that process?
Well, I didn't really learn this, Mom. I'm just in fourth grade, but I'm going to guess contract.
You know what contract means?
Kind of.
It's the opposite of expand. So what does contract mean?
It means like gets more.
Okay. But that's actually not the right answer. That's okay. You're right. You didn't learn it. When water turns to ice and becomes a solid, it expands. And a way you might have experienced this, oh my gosh, Dash is pulling on me so hard, is if you ever had like a bottle of water that we left outside or in the car or something, and it freezes, or if we ever put a bottle of liquid in the freezer to get it cold and we forgot about it, it can expand so much that it can push the top off or break the glass that
Whoa.
It's in. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That's really interesting. I think we're crossing some more ice right here. This is basically covered in snow this far, so you can't really see the ice under, and the ice isn't too slippery. So you could, in these shoes, you could walk over it without sliding or getting hurt, like I am doing right now.
Because there's snow that helps it make
snow that helps it make less slippery.
Yeah. Although we had a little bit of a wipeout the other day on the same thing, so you still have to be careful, right?
I have a little idea. What about if I take this icicle, long icicle, and I go to a tree and bang it on the tree and see what sounds it makes?
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so let's find a tree. What about the one that Dash is just next to?
Okay.
Dash, no. He really wants this icicle.
He does.
Okay, let's go to that tree. Ow. The ground is really hard right now because it has like lots of ice under it.
Come on, Dash.
Let's see what sound this makes. Okay.
What happened?
Well, the tree is so hard that when I smacked the icicle on it, it broke.
So it made one sound, right? The sound of the icicle breaking? Want to try again?
Doing it a little lighter.
See if we can take Dash's noise out of the equation. Try it again.
You can hear a little hollow sound, but it's breaking as we speak. Maybe on the way back to the house, I can get another one.
Okay.
Let's think. What about if we take this rock? Let's see if when I scrape it, it makes a little bit of a whiteness. As you can see.
Oh, do you see what's happening?
Yes.
What is happening? Explain for our listeners.
Well, it's hard because I'm scraping my icicle onto a rock, and the rock is turning white.
Because I think little shavings of the ice is coming off on the rock. I think that's what the whiteness is.
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
Yes, it's very cool, actually. This reminds me of a couple days ago when I went to the stream with our friends, and there was little water puddles, and we took a colorful rock, and we took a not colorful, big rock, and we put the rock, the colorful rock, into the water, and we rubbed it against the big rock, and it made this, like, kind of paint fish. It was really cool. Dash is now taking a big rock and scraping it.
He wants to participate. He says,
"I am your." Good sound.
He says, "Echo, I'm your co-host today. What you do, I do." You know what else happens in the wintertime that's related to ice?
What
is this? I think it's called. I think it's called ice heave, and it's when the temperature in the ground changes, and it's like the ground almost rises. Maybe to do with the expansion we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And well, and it becomes kind of like a crusty layer that your feet can walk through.
Well. Another thing is, since when it gets cold and there's like a stream or something, it turns into ice, like this.
Right.
But when it snows, sometimes in different places, and it's also cold, it doesn't just turn into ice, it also snows over it. So this is like an example. It's like this kind of thick snow.
It's so weird that it's all collected right in that one little spot. Let's take a walk up into the forest and we can make some sounds with the snow and ice heave.
Fresh, come on. Us eating more water.
Come on, Dash, cool it.
Let's see what noises we can make with our feet.
You know, the leaves make a terrific sound. You
wanna... I know, but there's not that much leaves now because it's winter.
Well, on the side of the path, there's tons.
Here.
You want to make some sound? Dash will help.
Come on, Dash, help! Good boy! But the leaves are going away soon because I'm going to sweep away soon because it's winter. It's cold out here.
Oh, yeah, it's
getting
colder.
Especially because my hands are holding the icicle. My hands are really cold.
You want to stop holding the icicle?
Oh, no, it's fine. Well, I wonder if it will melt if I put it in my pocket.
Is it warmer than 32 degrees Fahrenheit in your pocket?
No.
You don't think so? If it is, it'll melt, right?
Yeah.
I guess we can. That can be an experiment on the rest of our walk.
Yeah, let's
you might
see.
End up with a wet pocket.
It's going to be... Let's see what happens.
If your pocket is close to your body temperature is going to contribute to this whole experiment.
Yes, but we'll see. Because it also... I'm leaving the pocket open.
Ah, okay. Dash, I'm going to fire you from your co-host role. You're making this very difficult.
I don't think you can do that. I can.
Okay, right. Well, Echo, I'm going to suggest that you eliminate his role.
Dash, move. Move or you're fired. This is the seat part of the walk. It would be very hard to walk up here, and you'd definitely probably slip if there was just a big ice sheet.
That is true, yes. But here, already, look, you see how far my foot just went down?
Yeah.
It's the ice heave. We'll have to look that up and find out what the real term is, because maybe I'm saying something totally wrong.
That's so cool.
Look at this one.
Whoa. We gotta take a piece of this hole.
So explain what you're seeing.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. It's basically like a hole in the ground. It has lots of little ice sticks, and it's really beautiful. Dash, don't step in it and ruin it. Get off. Dash, get off.
They're so cool, huh? It looks like, you know what it looks
like?
Yeah,
and very sharp. Ow.
It looks like a miniature inside of a cave to me.
Uh-huh. Ow.
Did you really just poke yourself?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, really sharp. Don't pick one up.
Okay. But this is the sound of them crushing under our feet, huh?
Yeah, it's just, oh, whoa, that's a lot. Whoa, okay. I don't know if I can walk through this. It's like I'm getting soaked in to the ground. Whoa. Dash, ow! No, he's running. He's running in the leash. Whoa, okay, I'm so good at this.
So there's a lot of snow in other places in the country right now, huh? But no snow for us so far. This whole winter has been pretty snow absent, huh?
Yep. Whoa! You know what? I keep saying I really wish that we got a foot and a half of snow because it's perfect for building forts.
That's the exact number of inches you need?
Yes. Whoa, okay.
So why do you think we're not getting any snow this year? You have any ideas?
Well, it's hard to say. I guess it's just that, not the moisture there, it's just that wet, really.
There's not enough moisture, and it's also been a warm summer, right?
Yes.
That's probably, and I think it has to do with the fact that there was a lot of El Nino activity that's made it a warm summer. I mean, I keep saying summer, a warm winter.
My hands are really cold.
Do you want to wear my gloves?
Well, I'm going to check in on the icicle right now. still the same.
Well, the other thing too is that you okay?
Yeah.
That icicle is quite thick.
Well, yeah.
So if you had a really thin icicle and a really thick icicle, which one would melt first?
The thin one.
And why is that?
Because it doesn't hold that much ice in it. So it's really easy to just melt.
So the temperature can change more rapidly.
Yeah.
Right? It can warm up quicker.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, make that sound with your ears again. It sounded cool. Shake your ears. Cheers. And you can see right here, it's a good spot because you can see that the rocks are kind of melting in with the holes in them.
Yeah.
Oh, I called this.
You know what? If you're getting too cold, we could do part of what we talked about before is we could find some different audio that artists have made sounds with snow and ice and mix it into the show if you'd like.
Okay, hold on. Maybe we should be on our way back though, and then we can do that.
Okay.
On our way back.
Okay, sounds good. Come on, Dash.
Come on, Dash. And on our way back, we can go back and get the icicle that we got on our way here.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. So you want to go back by the ponds?
Yes, back by the ponds.
Okay.
Okay. Like, these stuff that you take up here, you basically your foot sinks into the ground a little deeper.
How many inches so that people who are listening can tell?
Let's see. Maybe 4?
Yeah, I think maybe. It's a lot.
You can kind of, it's kind of like you're, and then there's certain spots where you don't sink in, so it's kind of like you're thinking that you're going to sink in and then you don't, so it's kind of like, it's kind of weird to see the spots that you don't sink into. Like right here, I'm not really sinking that much, like over here,
mm-hmm.
But then when I walk this way, I begin to sink it.
Mm-hmm. Probably has to do with the density of the dirt and rocks in each location.
Yeah.
Maybe we can also make a little bit of a recording of the waterfall sound, because that's quite nice if we can make Dash be quiet enough.
Whoa, okay. I'm really falling into the ground.
Do you know what it's called when people make recordings of the outdoors?
No.
Field recording.
Yep.
Just kind of makes sense, right? Because you're like out in a field of an environment.
Uh-huh. Ah. Two parts of my body that are really cold. I don't know why, but my hands and my feet. Okay. Is there any cold parts of your body, all of it?
My hands are cold because I'm not wearing gloves.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Alright, almost there.
Almost there. Ow! Okay. There was a big stick on the ground and just pointed.
Okay, maybe let's just listen. Let's pretend we're making a field recording and we're just recording our environment. Okay. You know what? I need to hold his leash again because I don't trust him on the pond. Come here, Dash.
Dash, don't run away. He has
so,
big rocks
you know what?
Now.
Maybe if people just tuned in and they didn't hear the beginning, you need to explain what's going on.
We're doing a special outside radio camp where we are walking outside and finding cool stuff with the winter. And you're listening to WGSC Acre 90.7 FM. Here we go back to a big ice sheet over here.
And we also are joined by Dash, the 10-month ridiculous dog. And me, your mom.
Yeah, okay. Here's, we're back at the ice skate, and so it's not that quickly, as I said earlier, but you still have to watch out, because it's not that slippery because there's a big, there's a lot of snow over it. Yeah. So I'm basically walking over it.
Boy, Dad. All right, now we're heading to the little baby waterfall.
Yes, and do you mind if you can help me get another icicle?
Sure.
And I'm taking it on my pocket, and the icicle has still not melted.
Okay. It must be pretty cold in that pocket.
Yeah.
Hey, Dash, come here, sweetie. Come on. Hey, Dash, come on. Dash.
I don't need to be holding him.
You can manage?
And the fold.
No, I can do all
okay.
Of that.
I can hold him while he goes back to the ice because it's very dangerous. Oh, and this one's way more than the other ones. Oh, geez.
You can let go of him. I'll grab him. But look, this one also has, like, a reed inside of it.
Help me.
He thinks it's for him.
But you know what's cool about this? There's a little opening, and that's where the grass is, so I can pull the grass out.
Can you really?
Yeah. Look.
And then there'd be like a hollow part inside the icicle.
Well, I just did it the most that I can, really. I can't pull all of it out because some parts are shorter than others.
Okay, let's finish up our walk.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw my other icicle now. But you can see it was starting to melt.
That's right,
this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw it and see what sound it makes. And Dash is running after it, and it's eating it.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to head back to the studio.
And we're going to play some outdoor songs and videos.
We're going to do a little research and see if there's some artists that we know or like that have done some interesting recordings to do with snow and ice, and maybe we'll play one or two of those, right? Is that the plan?
It's so cold. I can't wait to go back into the house. So we're back in the house all warmed up, and we're going to be listening, like I said, outside to some snow and ice recordings. This one is called The Sound of Snow and Ice. Various artists, a collection of pure field recordings of snow and ice around the globe. And this one is by
Meze. Say it again, you said it well.
Abinadi Meze.
Perfect. And so the collection of recordings is called The Sound of Snow and Ice, and it was released by a German label called Grün Recorder, I believe. And do you want to say what the title of the Abinadi Meze piece is?
The title is 5F.
But you know what the line in front of the 5 is?
What?
Negative 5.
Negative 5.
So it's negative 5 degrees.
Duration 2:11, date 2007.
Right. So it's this work is 2 minutes and 11 seconds, and it was made in 2007. And can you, can you read what the piece is about for our listeners?
This is a pure field recording made of snow falling onto a 10-quart soup pan lid. With contact microphone attached, the sound of snow shovels and trucks can be heard in the surrounding ambience. Should I read by...
About Abinadi Meze? Sure.
Abinadi Meze is a sound artist based in Minneapolis, USA. He often works with field recordings and sonic architectures.
Let's have a listen.
You've been listening to WGXE Acre 90.7 FM. Bye. Listen next time on Saturdays at 3:30 to 4. This has been Radio Camp.
And what has today's show been about, Echo?
The outdoors in winter.